Texans Training Camp. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studio, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Don does not mind facing lefties as he crushes one to right. On one hop to George Springer. Here comes DeZenzo. Here comes the throw. DeZenzo is safe. RBI single for Yordan, and the Astros lead 5-0.
Those are the two hand injury guys right there. Zach DeZenzo scoring.
Grab my strong man.
Then progressing with his hand for he's working on months as well. And then Yordan Alvarez, who we have not seen in 97 days. Not seen in 97 days. He's had multiple setbacks on the hand issues, been shut down multiple times. I'm wondering where people are on this because...
Where are they?
I have reached the position, fellas, where I am hopeful that we see Yordan Alvarez. I am hopeful that he is there, and I damn near was hoping that Dana Brown would approach it in this manner. It's more of a hope thing, and as Clint has said in the past about other players, a luxury thing. I'm more hopeful. I've gotten to a point where I don't have the expectation. Like I expect that Jeremy Pena to be back at some point. Right. I'm to a point now where I'm like, hey, man, I'm just preparing my mind that the Astros are going without Yordan Alvarez. And it would be a pleasant surprise if he makes it back because I understand it's just they got 47 ball games left, Clint, and hopefully can come back. There are no real signs that he's anywhere close to coming back. At least when I say no signs of, hey, he went up against live pitching or he was just did a rehab start. You know, like Jeremy Pena went and played two games in Sugar Land. You know, you feel like, all right, he's getting close. Every time he just has a time where he hits, you know, batting practice pitching, you know, there's been somewhat of a setback. So for me, Clint, I have reached the point where I'm approaching Yordan Alvarez as I hope he comes back. I won't put myself to expect it. I'm preparing to go without him, and it is a luxury and a pleasant addition if he's on this team.
Yeah, look, the luxury Lance thing for me was kind of two-pronged. One was the game of hoping he comes back, the anticipation, and he doesn't, and he's throwing on flat ground, all these different reports. And along the lines of, like, how I felt like the team should view him of, like, hey, man, we got to move forward and operate as if, hey, man, we got to build a starting rotation, and if he, you know, anticipating him not coming back, and then if he does, he's just a luxury. I look at Yordan Alvarez, and I'm still at a point right now to where, you don't change anything about the way you approach this thing. Now, adding another bat would not have been something that I frowned upon, by the way. But the thought is that Yordan Alvarez for me is not luxury at this point. Yordan Alvarez for me at this point in time is an absolute necessity.
You still have an expectation that he is going to come back.
Absolutely, yes. He is going to come back. He is much needed. This is a significantly different team without him, obviously. And I think the chances to make a run to a World Series are significantly lower without Yordan Alvarez. I didn't feel any of that necessarily about Lance McCullers at any point in time since, you know, over the last 1,000-plus days. So... he was truly just a luxury that you might stumble into late in the season. Yordan is not there. This has got to happen.
Yeah, I'm with you. It gives them their absolute best chance. Ruffalo said he just it's over. They cannot win it.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
If he gets there,
I'm faded as hell right now.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet, but I'm flirting with it.
Yeah, I mean he's a special player, and that's why it has been. That way, I don't know. I am starting to feel like last year, fellas, like I was getting annoyed with how long the Kyle Tucker thing was happening, but I did feel like at some point Like, yeah. All right, he's going to come back. Like, there is
weak ass.
Them weak shins. Anyway, of a bruise or a fracture, what we found out, you would think like there's a time that this heals. For me, I am still wondering if this is a time thing or if this is a you need surgery thing, is or you need to have something more than just time or, you know, to heal this, and that if he comes back or he tries to push it to a space of where they would need him, that it may get re-injured. That's just my only thing is, and clearly, Clint, Dana Brown did not operate as if Jordan wasn't coming back, right? Or I think he'd have made a bigger move than just Carlos, you know, Correa in the offseason, or at least he'd have tried to make a bigger move of a more power guy. So he's not operating that way. But like I don't think any of us at all would be surprised if Jordan doesn't play again this year.
I will be.
You will be surprised?
I told y'all a month ago.
Will you be surprised if he doesn't play this year? I'm hopeful.
Oh, I will not be, especially now today at this point. No, I will not be surprised. But I told y'all last month I'd be surprised if we saw him for October.
Yeah, I would.
Well, I know you've said CJ's going to be on the field playing in L.A. before he gets on the field.
Gardner Johnson?
No. Well, no. It's too soon for that, man.
Oh, I remember what you were referencing. I thought you were saying that, and I was about to be like, damn, bro, like, chill out. I misunderstood.
I thought you were taking a CJ. Just Gardner Johnson.
Damn, too many CJs. No, that was my bad, but I was about to be like, damn, Rod.
Yeah, I am hoping. I am hoping like hell, because I love watching him play. I love watching play in the postseason. And yeah, I think it is different. I still think he's their best player. And Lance has never been their best player.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, look, when you talk about expecting him to play, I mean, we've got a hand issue. We've got 60 and 80% healed, you know, which look, I know it's laughable at this point, but I don't think they just pulled that out of their ass. Like I do think that came from some degree. Now he's still having pain. Yeah. That 20% that's remaining, there's still a pain there. We just watched a guy pitch last night that broke his freaking hand getting hit by a line shot off of a bat, like with a broken hand. Like I mean, to think that Jordan Alvarez with this back and forth thing with his hand, it keeps him out the entire season. Yeah, that would be disappointing for me. I think we see Jordan Alvarez. And I think we see a really, really solid version of Jordan Alvarez.
Yeah, I hope so. I at this point, Clint, I would almost feel better if it was some sort of a break.
It's got to be some level of break or hairline fracture or something in that bone in his right hand.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, but I guess like, but the, I don't mean, know. Maybe did Spencer have surgery? Maybe he did. Maybe he did.
I mean, I don't know. Look, when I hear 60% healed, 80% healed, that's not a, hey, your hamstring is 60 or 80% healed. Like, that's got to be some level of fracture or some level of crack or something that you can see it's healing.
Yeah, well.
Right?
Yeah, it took him a while to see it first. Yeah.
I don't think he had surgery.
Yeah, I don't think he had surgery. Like, yeah, because that was just it's a fracture and it's going to heal.
After, of course, they searched and finally found it after a few weeks, that fracture. Probably.
Those guys were, but
rumors say.
No, man, it's I don't know what. 97 days, working on 100 days. Hopefully he starts to make some steps and we start to hear him facing live pitching, and not just hear him face live pitching, but then he'd be all right after he faces live pitching, and hopefully he gets back, but. Well, I almost think they got to operate as if he may not make it. All right, coming up, we'll get you caught up on the big story of the day. That is C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He's been he was carted off earlier today with an apparent knee injury. How big of a hit is this to the Texans? How big of a hit is this? Is this something that is maybe a huge shift for this defense, or something that is more an emotional thing, not necessarily an on-the-field thing? We'll discuss that next.